Okay, my friends. So today we are going to read a story called Paws and Edward. This book was written by Espen Dekko and illustrated by Mari Constantjensen. And on the cover of it, we see Edward. And he is resting against Paws. And if you thought, when you heard the word pause, you thought I meant, stop what you're doing, pause! That's not what I meant. The word here is P-A-W-S. And a paw is what a pet, like a dog or a cat, would have at the end.
Paw print.
Mm-hmm. Of their hand, of their arms or their legs. It's kind of another way of saying a hand or a foot for a dog. So shall we read it?
Mm-hmm.
Today's story is read by Mommy and... Who are you?
Chase in ninja form.
Chase in ninja form. From, like, Chase the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from Paw Patrol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Paws is dreaming. Dreaming about rabbits. He used to chase them, and now he only dreams about them. And in the picture, we see him running with all these rabbits. They're fun to chase. Paws is glad that Edward is reading. That means he doesn't have to go out. They go out twice a day. That's more than enough for Paws. Some dogs don't like to constantly be on the go. Some dogs do. You okay, Paws? Should we go outside? Paws wags his tail, not too hard, just enough for Edward to notice. Paws is dreaming again about chasing rabbits and cats and cars and planes, but mostly rabbits. Yeah, and in the picture we can see him flying after a great big airplane in the sky. I didn't know that dogs could fly through the sky, but I guess he can in his dream. And look at who's flying the airplane. It's
a bunny.
A rabbit.
Wake up, Paws. Let's go for a walk.
Edward is ready. Paws doesn't need to go out, but he follows along anyway.
Edward could use some fresh air,
thinks Paws. Oh, you know what I just discovered about Paws? I think he's an old dog. Uh-huh. You know, we all get older. As we get older, we get better. It's chilly outside. Paws knows where they're headed. His pace is nice and easy. Paws doesn't feel the urge to run anymore. He has run enough. Sometimes on their walks, Edward meets someone he knows, and Paws likes that. It means he gets to rest. Oh, ready for my joke? I thought of a good joke.
Mm-hmm.
Paws gets to Paws. Did it? Paws, the dog with his paws, gets to... Take a pause. I know. I'm here all day. Okay.
Come on now, Paws. You can't stay here. We have to keep going.
Paws completely forgot they were on a walk. Have you ever taken an animal on a walk before and it didn't want to go? It wanted to just flop. That's how Toby is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grandma and Grandpa's dog. Toby, he likes to just flop. He doesn't much care for a walk. He's kind of a lazy dog.
Yep.
The park is empty. No smells, no noises, no rabbits. Edward throws a stick. The stick disappears into the trees. Edward searches and Paws waits. Oh, so poor Edward. He wanted to play fetch. And Paws did not. So guess who had to go fetch the stick? We can see him in the picture. We can see him wandering off to try to find the stick that he threw, which I guess teaches you an important lesson about throwing sticks.
Where are all the rabbits?
Thinks Paws.
And the birds and the other dogs.
Edward has found the stick.
Are you tired, Paws?
It feels good to lie in the grass together with Edward.
Ugh.
So I'm also noticing that Edward is a good owner, isn't he? He doesn't push his dog or pull his dog. He lets his dog just be.
Alive.
Yeah. Paws has walked and walked. His paws are heavy. Paws doesn't have to walk anymore. Paws doesn't have to do anything anymore.
All he has to do is paws.
Yep. Edward's bed is warm and cozy, like rabbit fur. And Paws sleeps and sleeps and sleeps and dreams. And it looks like Edward just lets him, right? Mm-hmm. He's actually on Edward's bed and Edward's on the floor. But that's okay because he's reading a book. And it looks like his mom has made him cookies and maybe he's got a bowl of cucumbers. Mm-hmm. Yum. Good snacks. Edward calls for Paws. Paws pretends not to hear. He isn't thirsty. He isn't hungry. He doesn't want to go out. All Paws wants to do is lie in Edward's bed and dream. I think Paws might be getting pretty tired. What do you think? Paws can feel Edward's heart beating. Edward is being so strange. His eyes are wet. Paws licks his hand. Edward needed that. And then Paws falls asleep. Asleep without dreams. Paws' spot is empty. His dish is in the cupboard empty. The house is quiet. Too quiet. Edward can't read. He goes outside for a walk without Paws. Everything is there, the smells, the noises, even the rabbits. But not Paws. And look, Edward is dreaming. Dreaming about Paws. And Paws, when he was happy, and he barks and he wags his tail and he finds sticks and he chases rabbits, just like before. And the fun thing about this is, I think we can understand what has happened, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paws, what happened to him?
He got old.
Yeah, he got old. And then it looks like maybe he died, right? Well, when we get old, things don't work the way they used to. And it looks like for him, he fell asleep and he just didn't wake back up again. He was an old dog. And that's what happens sometimes. But the wonderful thing about it is that he had a big, long life with Edward. And Edward will always have him in his heart. And always have wonderful memories. And when Edward dreams, he can dream about Paws and be with him in his sleep. And you know, we sleep half of our lives away. Did you know that?
Ow.
Yeah, every night you sleep for 8 or 10 hours. And that whole time you can be with the people that you love or the pets that you love when they're not with you anymore in real life. And that's kind of cool, isn't it?
So you're saying...
Mm-hmm.
Half of our life is like we're dead and we get to be with people that have already died.
It's like we're asleep and we get to be with them, yeah. In our dreams, we can be with them. Yeah. And of course, someday we'll see them in heaven, the people that we love. And that is a wonderful thing to think about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We have great hope. And it is also... the end.
thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.